From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump has signed an executive action designed to enhance U.S. security by enacting more far-reaching restrictions on Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period. To United Nations Agency, the UN Refugee Agency, and the International Organization for Migration issued a joint statement Saturday, just hours after Mr. Trump's order. And they said that the needs of the refugees and migrants worldwide have never been greater, and the U.S. resettlement program is one of the most important in the world. Mr. Trump explained why he signed those orders.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he is due to speak with Mr. Trump this Saturday for the first time since he was sworn in as U.S. president.
I'm looking forward to speaking with President Trump. I've had a very good discussion with him shortly after the election when he was President-elect Trump, and we have a great deal to discuss.
And Mr. Trump also plans to speak to the leaders of Japan, Germany, Russia, and France in the next 24 hours, with a hard conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who he says does not expect to discuss sanctions at this point. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and Western allies have insisted that he must relinquish power first. This is VOA News. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at a nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images it said indicate that Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts amid numerous United Nations sanctions enacted in response to the North's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person was found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has begun her work as the new U.S. envoy at the United Nations, declaring it would not be business as usual. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the U.N.
Ambassador Haley arrived at the United Nations to present her credentials to U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres. She stopped briefly to address waiting reporters but did not take questions.
Our goal with the administration is to show value at the U.N., and the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. We will make points to respond to that accordingly.
Haley also said she would reform the United Nations, improving what works and eliminating what does not. The United States is a very influential player at the world body, in part because it is the largest donor, funding about 22% of the regular budget, nearly 30% of peacekeeping operations, and donating to special appeals and programs. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Serena Williams has defeated her sister Venus in straight sets 6-4, 6-4 in the finals of the Australian Open tennis tournament. Serena captures her 23rd major singles title, setting a record. She'd been tied with Steffi Graf at 22 major titles. Very humble Venus congratulated her sister and said she was happy to challenge her sister once again.
Serena's been in a lot of finals, but, you know, I haven't been able to, you know, be there as much as she has. So to have this opportunity to play against each other again and to be able to rise to that occasion, it was quite momentous.
It was also the seventh Australian Open title for Serena Williams to go along with her seven titles at Wimbledon, six at the U.S. Open, and three at the French Open. She now has a 17-11 career record against her sister. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.